serving the community. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one way that I can make a difference. Cool. And certainly in the last year and a half, based on what the previous chair started, we have been able to make some real strides. And being a more business-focused organization, mm-hmm. while not losing sight that we are servicing our fellow community members. Opening up the 101-stop location, I think, is a huge accomplishment. We have been fortunate that another employee who was started about 10 months ago has really made it very clear and has given us a tool that allows us to be very accountable and understand the entire picture of the organization, so right. that anyone who walks in, whether they're a new staff person, one of our county representatives, or a business person like myself, can walk in and say, this is how it works, and this is how we want it to work, and this is how we're making a difference.
Neat. Monica, any magic, anything, any real great success story that you've come across?
We see success stories every day. We hear from both businesses. We also hear from customers every uh-huh. day, the jobs that they're getting. And it's all the ancillary benefits, too. You know, people that are able to keep their homes, people that are able to yeah. continue to send their kids to college. I mean, these are all things that when you – suddenly lose your job, that you're thinking, how are we going to continue? How are we going to motor on here?
Right.
So we hear those every day, and we keep in touch with our customers. They keep in touch with us long after they're obligated to do so. We've had small businesses that have opened. We have people that have gotten, you know, great jobs, high-level mm-hmm. jobs in pharmaceutical companies. And we've had youth that, you know, have gotten off public assistance. I mean, so we really have a full array of success stories every day.
Neat. Where do people get more information? I know the address again is...
We're located at 6 Blount Place, Building right. 2, lower level. And the phone number there is 908-237-0016. Mm-hmm. And we are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay. Blount Place is right off 31, huh?
Yep.
By the hospital and so forth, for folks that might not be familiar with that little side street.
Right.
It's not one of your flashing streets in the right. county, so I just wanted to make sure it's very accessible.
Yes. Yep. Yes, the link goes by
link
there. There's a link
there,
stop there. So for people that don't have their own transportation, it's very accessible.
Right. It's the senior center's there as well.
Handicap accessible.
Yes.
Right.
So, yes.
And I know that I was looking last night for a website to focus on, and there's the old WNJ pin and so how do you where's the proper focus?
I would direct people to John. Did you want to? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Everyone's talking.
Everybody's
here.
Whispering in my ear here.
www.grwib.org or .com. We've got both domain names. So. Okay. It stands for Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board, GRWIB.
Okay. Yep. I think you guys got to work on some more catchy names.
Yeah,
but free is free.
I am totally with you on that, Chris.
I didn't even
OneStopHutterton.com.
I didn't even know what Greater Raritan was until
exactly.
I got there. So.
Exactly.
All right. Well, obviously the mission is there, and it sounds like there's some great success going on. And looking forward to hearing the results of this as we move forward. Pleasure to have you all on. Anything else that I missed? Anything less?
Chris, just that if any business is interested
there
in
you go.
Hearing of the resources that are available, mm-hmm. 908-541-5790. We'd be happy to come out, visit with them, review all of the resources that are available, and make that an efficient and effective process for them.
And any business, right? Doesn't matter?
Any business.
All right.
And I have just one final thought that as a volunteer ask, we're always looking for volunteers, not only for the ExecCom, but we have some subcommittees as well that we need business people and volunteers from the community to be part of to make sure that we're going in the right direction. So you'll be able to find that information through our website or by calling that same number, and we'll hook you up. We'd love to have you at one of our monthly meetings.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan. Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State.
Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund, doing favors for oppressive regimes.
She criticized him yesterday, claiming he would be bad for the economy.
Just like he shouldn't have.